It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. On Mondays, we often talk big ideas, and the notion of something going viral online is nothing new. But there's a fast-expanding area of study in social media and how we share things. It's the study of mass psychogenic illness on the internet. Incidents of socially spreading hysteria and other forms of illness go back hundreds of years, but new technologies could be making these incidents spread faster and farther. Karen North is a professor of social media and psychology at the University of Southern California. Hi, Karen.
Hi, great to be here.
So, mass psychogenic illness. Tell me what this is from Salem, Massachusetts to Facebook.
Throughout the decades and centuries, what we've seen is that periodically groups of people will develop the same psychological symptoms as if they have a contagious disease. People believe that they have the same symptoms, and then they actually develop those symptoms. And then you end up with what looks like a little epidemic.
How might this sort of thing develop online?
So the most fascinating thing is that what social media has done is that it has allowed us to feel a false sense of intimacy with other people, or an exaggerated sense of intimacy. So you have friends and friends of friends, or you're watching a celebrity or a high-profile person, and as they talk about themselves and their psychological reactions to things, people start feeling closer and closer to them, as if they start seeing themselves as more and more similar. So you develop this sense that you are very much like that person and you very much care about that person, and it's sort of an unconscious process where you start feeling similar and therefore potentially behaving in a similar way.
If a bunch of my friends on Facebook are getting sick and they all are posting about it very passionately on Facebook, I and others who read those posts might start to develop some sort of physiological symptoms that are similar to a cold symptoms?
Yes, but let me tell you, it may be more likely to happen with more psychological feelings. If your friends are depressed, if your friends are happy, if your friends are angry, those things are much more clear. But yes, there are studies that show that when people gain or lose weight and they share it online, that their friends seem to gain and lose weight. We are now in a situation where everything can be shared and can be spread very widely, in fact, pretty much globally. And so now we are in a situation where people can take on the positive and the negative behaviors and reactions of their peers or of their opinion leaders.
Karen North is a professor of social media and the director of University of Southern California's Annenberg Program on Online Communities. Karen, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And before we go, Batman mask plus daddy duties equals one of the best videos I've seen online recently. Dad apparently likes to put on the mask and drive around to talk to his kids in his best spooky Batman voice, like this.
Wake up! We're at the birthday party.
Hey kid, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and that includes Bat Dad. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.